Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We did a show not that long ago in which we talked about the athletes across the board in any sport to whom you would feel comfortable giving giving 10-year deals. Forget the money. It's about the 10 years to me that's kind of scary. The Padres have the money. Baseball teams can come up with this kind of money because, as we heard from Bob Nightingale, they've got TV deals. They've got sources of revenue. Baseball's in a relatively healthy place. Now, doesn't mean the market supports it. You don't have to give every player $300 million. It's still a capitalist society, and these are still business corporations. So, of course, they would prefer to have more revenue, less expenses. So I don't have any issue with a market correction. As much as players are frustrated because of the number of guys who are still unsigned, because they feel like these players are being undercut. When I was being tongue-in-cheek and sarcastic on social media on Tuesday, when I asked whether or not players are happy now. But obviously the money that Manny Machado will get and the money that Bryce Harper is likely to get, which will exceed this Machado deal, just wait for it. That money doesn't pay the bills for all the other players. Right? So to me, money is still finite. It doesn't actually grow on trees, despite the fact that it feels like that sometimes in pro sports with the contracts that are tossed around. And in baseball, they're fully guaranteed, which means over 10 years, unless you can get somebody to take that deal off your hands, you are stuck with it. What are the chances? You tell me. What are the chances that Manny Machado is still as productive at 36 years old as he is right now? And yet, no matter what, you're paying him $30 million for the next 10 years. So the idea is that you would get a lot of production now, that you might win a World Series, at least contend for a World Series. After 12 years of not being in the postseason with no World Series titles in your franchise history, well, then you're a little more desperate than other teams, like, say, the Yankees. It's monopoly money to me and you. I can't even fathom. But you know what? We don't write the checks. So it's all relative to us. Will the San Diego Padres raise ticket prices? I guess we'll have to find out. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. We covet your questions for Ask Amy Anything. Don't you want to ask me why I smell like a fish? And no, it's not because I was cooking one. I'll just tell you that right now. It was a bad scene in my kitchen on Tuesday evening. And try as I might, I can't get rid of the fishy smell. Sometimes I am a total idiot. Anyway, you can find us on Facebook, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, or on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. We need your questions for Ask Amy Anything about 90 minutes from now on our hump show. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. And I'd love to get your reaction. A lot of you already weighing in on social media. And as usual, our Facebook page is hopping. Apparently, it's the place to be. It's the online forum that you can't get enough of. So I'll sift through those particular answers. Some of you are snarky, of course. But remember, you're not writing the check. So it's all relative. You can say nobody's worth that kind of money. I always inevitably get the comments about how much money teachers make. Yeah, I mean, I understand. It's hard to identify with. And I would agree with you that teachers, because of their impact, are worth more than pretty much any pro athlete out there, except that education is not a big business, at least not at the high school level, for good reason. Pro sports are a massive business. And in the case of the owners, they're billionaires. So it shouldn't be that much of a surprise that the players themselves are millionaires. I'd also love to hear your response to this idea of penalizing teams for losing too much. What if it's not intentional? Some teams just stink. Coming up in 15 minutes, Antonio Brown. It's a little kinder and gentler on social media Tuesday, but boy, those Instagram live videos will never die. 855-212-4227. Dan is listening in Michigan. Dan, welcome to After Hours.
Good morning, Amy. I think it's a huge mistake by San Diego. He didn't even hit 300 last year. He's not worth $300 million.
So if he had had 300ths more percentage points on his batting average, you would say
no,
it was worth it?
He would have needed 340, 350.
So the home runs and the RBI don't matter to you. In this day and age, let's be honest, it's the home runs and the RBI that people focus on.
No, it's the batting average. It's the batting average. He couldn't come to the American League and even hit 270.
He was in the American League, man.
What's that?
He was in the American League for all of his entire career until 3 months.
He's going to the National League now.
Okay, but you're missing my point entirely. He was in the American League in the AL East, which is the hardest hitting, most productive batting division in Major League Baseball.
As far as the pitching goes, yes.
Oh, you're just going to ignore that? He was with the Orioles. He was in the American League for the first several years of his career.
Yeah, but what did he do last year? 297.
Yeah, and 37 home runs and 107 RBI.
37 is weak. That's weak.
Not for the Padres. They haven't had a guy hit 40 home runs in a decade.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it's weak. You can't pay that kind of money for someone who can't even hit 300.
All right. So 300's your magic number.
No, he's got to bat 340 to get that kind of money.
So then what about Bryce Harper, considering his batting average was way down last year?
He's not even worth 250.
Got it. All right. Interesting that you use batting average as the
batting average is the
telltale
key.
Sign. Okay. So any player who hits 340 then would be worth the most money in your opinion?
If they can hit 340 consistently over a number of years, yes. You're looking for an all-star to pay that kind of money. I mean,
Machado is an all-star.
A Hall of Famer.
Well, okay, but he's 26. Nobody's a Hall of Famer at 26.
Yes, they are.
Who?
Miguel Cabrera was a Hall of Famer at 26.
He's not a Hall of Famer yet, so I'm not sure how you can say that.
Al Kaline was.
Okay.
Al Kaline was. I'm just looking at the players that I've seen myself.
All right, Dan. It's a different era. And these days, while I understand why you would want a higher batting average, these days, batting average is not the most coveted number. And just so you know, only one player hit over 340 last year.
Yeah. And I'm just going to say, Mike Trout might be the only player I'd pay that kind of money to.
Okay. He hit 312.
Yeah, but look at everything else he does. On the field, he's a gem. He's a diamond.
Whoa. Oh, okay. We're going to let you go. Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness. That was not great radio. But thank you, Dan. I appreciate the call. 855-212-4227. I hope you take care of that cough. Michael is in Cleveland. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Michael. Amy, how you doing? This is Michael, superfan from Cleveland, the longest call in history. 7 minutes.
Oh, well, we're not going 7 minutes tonight, friend, but thank you for calling back.
Oh, I appreciate you taking my call. I was wondering if it's a kind of a two-part question. Francisco Lindor in Cleveland is one of the top five players in Major League Baseball right now. And also, I wanted to ask your opinion. Did you see Trevor Bauer's ESPN interview about his attitude towards women and the women he would date? And I just wanted to get your take on both of those. Francisco Lindor and Trevor Bauer. Go Baker Mayfield, go Browns.
Okay. I did not watch the Trevor Bauer interview. To be honest, sometimes I ignore him on purpose because he's a troll. He's a human troll. He's attempting to make waves. The man is cranky and he wants to pass that along. So no. And honestly, even though you tell me about it, I'm not interested in what he has to say about women he would date because I'm not a woman he would date. So I guess it doesn't really apply to me. As for Francisco Lindor, what's the question about him? You want my opinion on him? I agree with you. He's young. He's explosive. He's fun. I think is one of those players that can be a game changer. He's extremely versatile. What was the question?
I think the question is I think the Dolans are going to sell the team in 2020 after the CBA has their strike in 2020 because they're not offering Francisco Lindor any kind of long-term contract. I think the Dolans are going to sell the Cleveland Indians because they're not offering, they have made absolutely no moves in Major League Baseball. And everyone else is making moves. And I think they're going to sell the team.
I don't know about everybody else. There are certainly other teams out there that haven't made a whole lot of moves. Maybe they are going to sell a team. I mean, again, it's a business, so you can't fault a team or an ownership group or owners if they want to get out of the business, if they're not enjoying it, if they feel like they can make some money. None of that would surprise me. I still think the Indians will be a competitor. Contender,
well,
competitor.
Thank you very much for saying so. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. I mean, I think you have to like the core that they've got, Michael. Thank you. 855-212-4227. Francisco Lindor, in case you're wondering his numbers, I think our caller from Detroit would not in any way be interested in giving him a big-time contract. He's got a .277 average from last year, 38 home runs, so one more than Manny Machado, 15 fewer RBI. One of those players in the American League who was in the top 10 in pretty much every offensive category. All right, so you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, but if you want to send your questions for Ask Amy Anything, shoot those to our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, and then also on our Facebook page. I love your reaction to the Manny Machado contract. And certainly there are more dominoes to fall. There's implications here for the Bryce Harper situation. I kind of feel like knowing what Scott Boras is about, they were waiting on purpose for the Machado deal to be done because as you heard with Bob Nightingale, but as would be evident, Boras wants his client to have a much larger deal. Maybe not a much larger, a larger deal. He wants his guy to be the richest, which makes me wonder, are they looking at the Machado deal or are they looking at the Stanton deal? So we shall see. I wouldn't expect it would be that much longer. Although I kind of feel like the Phillies are doing themselves no favors right now.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
I hope you have a clear signal when you call. I hope you have a clear signal as you listen. Either on your favorite affiliate in your local market or on SiriusXM channel 206, or maybe you're listening on radio.com or cbsportsradio.com. Maybe you're checking out the podcast, whatever works for you. Thanks for being part of the show. Al says on our Facebook page, MLB is dying a slow death. When will they, I don't know who they are, he didn't specify, when will they talk about other players besides Harper and Machado? It's getting ridiculous, don't you think? Again, I don't know who they are, but I do know that last hour I asked Bob Nightingale, what about Dallas Keuchel and Craig Kimbrell? I'm sorry that you missed that, but I would recommend getting the podcast to be sure. We've got dozens of comments on our Facebook page about this Manny Machado deal. Some of you are using humor as a tactic for coping. Timothy says, I'm buying my 4 and 1-year-old a baseball mitt today. Kurt says, at least he's young. Yes, that's important. Greg is worried about the beer. He believes it will be unaffordable at Padres games. Verlin says the Padres were robbed from a Baltimore fan. Oscar communicates only in emojis with the wide eyes and then several money bags. Yes, I think that covers it. Let's see. Vince says, my reaction is the same as yesterday. I'm shaking my empty pockets. Glenn is surprised anybody pulled the trigger after his behavior last season. Aaron says it's a waste of money. San Diego won't play above 500 ball for those 10 years. And then Matt expresses what we all are thinking and feeling. Wish I would have stuck to playing baseball. So on our Facebook page, you can weigh in about Machado and or Harper. And while you're there, send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. Also on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or you can find me, A-Law Radio. And our phone number is 855-212-4227. It's brought to you toll-free by Geico with a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. I asked Bob Nightingale about the five-year opt-out for Machado, and his opinion is it's there in case Machado hates San Diego. Doesn't mean the deal would all of a sudden be null and void. So he could opt out. The team could opt out. They could go their separate ways. But if one or both sides choose not to, that deal remains in place, all $300 million guaranteed. So it's not an automatic opt out. It would have to be kind of a mutual parting of ways, like Antonio Brown and the Steelers. But here's me. If I'm Machado and you're already paying me $30 million, and let's just say my production's not as good in year five as it was in year one, I don't know. I'm walking away from that kind of money. I think I might just stay put. 855-212-4227. Henry's in Baltimore. Welcome to After Hours.
How you doing, Amy?
I'm good.
Good. The Machado deal, I don't know, it's kind of interesting. The attitude, we'll see what happens with that. I hope they have a good clubhouse in San Diego to keep them in check. But I can understand why you got paid $300 million, a little bit. I mean, you guys are all-star, you know. Third base, killer at third base. Harper, do you really think he's going to make that? Not buying it.
Did you ask me if I really think Harper is going to make that money?
Yeah.
I definitely do. I definitely do think he's going to make that money. In fact, I'm pretty confident that's why Scott Boras and Bryce Harper have waited. One of the reasons is because they wanted to see how much Machado was going to make.
Well, he's got that superstar agent, that's for sure.
Yes, he is a bulldog.
He is a bulldog, and to have DC offer him $300 million and him walk away, man, you got to respect the guy for that.
Well, I guess, although, let's be honest, for a while there, it didn't look like he was going to make that kind of money. And who knows?
With the injuries and everything?
Well, no, just in general, this free agent stretch. There, at this point, we weren't sure there was going to be a team offering $300 million. The Padres only bumped up to $300 million because they were worried they were going to lose them to the White Sox or potentially the Phillies. The White Sox had an offer on the table that was two fewer years, but would have been more money per year. So they had to bump up their offer because he didn't really want to go to San Diego.
And I was just surprised the MLB owners, because it seemed like for a while they were just like, we're not paying that much for people anymore. We're going to go club sides like, you know, the Cubs did and the Yankees end up doing with the trade deals and all that kind of stuff. Very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it was collectively across Major League Baseball. That would be collusion.
I'm just saying in general.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. For a while there, it looked like the market was going to correct backward, and it may still be in the case of most of the free agents out there. Henry, thank you for your phone call. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
Jeffrey is in Washington, D.C. Jeff, welcome to After Hours.
Thank you, Amy. I really appreciate my first-time caller.
Great.
As far as Manny Machado's contract, if that's what the owner's going to pay him, so be it. But I can't see it. I don't think it's worth that much money. And on second of all, there, I can't even afford to go to a game or take my grandkids to a game to here in D.C. And it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And another point, you want to get that fish smell out your house? Burn some sugar. Thank you.
Burn some sugar? How do you burn sugar?
Put it in some aluminum foil and put it in a pan and let it burn.
That seems like a recipe for disaster.
No, no. It will take the fish smell out your house. Guaranteed. Oh.
Can I just use Lysol?
You're fighting a dead cough, which was a burnt fish.
Well, I took the fish packaging out of my house. So at least that part is gone. It's just me that smells now. It's not my house.
Well, I don't know.
So I could burn sugar and, like, rub it on myself?
Come on, Amy. I'm just trying to get it out of your house.
I didn't say it was in my house. I said it was me. I smell like fish.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I misunderstood.
No, it's fine. Thanks for the advice, though. I'll keep that in mind.
Yes, ma'am. love your show.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Let's quick work in Red from Georgia. Welcome to After Hours.
Thanks for taking my call, Amy. You always give a cool, goofy outtake on something. It's always a pleasure.
Goofy, for sure.
Amy, man, I want to talk about this Machado deal, man, and what it means for San Diego, because you really have to, because we have never seen San Diego make a deal like this ever before, and you got to see where it's going to go from here, because you wonder, can Machado put the fans in the stands? I think that's the most important part. Mm-hmm. When San Diego wake up in the morning, you got to see how ticket sales are going to play out this morning. If he can't put the fans in the stands, it's going to be a bad deal for San Diego, because I've not seen San Diego win with the lowest income in baseball. You know, they not won World Series without being the biggest payroll. So if he can't put the fans in the stand, it's going to be a complete bomb for the Padres.
Well,
the Padres fans.
Can I just interject? I think wins put fans in the stands. So if you, and I get it, now San Diego's not part of the LA market, but it's Southern California. There is a lot to do. There are other distractions. San Diego's got great weather, beaches, la, 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 la. Oh, and an incredible zoo. I mean, literally the best zoo I've ever seen. But the wins put fans in the seats. So if the team starts winning and it's exciting and the product on the field is compelling and entertaining, well, then fans will show up. I don't know if they're necessarily going to show up just for Machado. And if they do, it might be because of the initial novelty. I don't know that they're going to stay just because of Machado if the product is bad.
But, Amy, you know, I think that's got some truth behind it. But you take a player like Bryce Harper, I could go to the – if I want to take my son to see him, I'm automatic whether they win or lose. I want to go see him play. If I had a date with a girl to go see Bryce Harper, I want to go see him with or without a win and enjoy a baseball game from that aspect. But Machado, he don't give me that.
But maybe he does for other players. I mean, or other fans, excuse me. Yeah. You're one person. If you think right. about the differences between Harper and Machado, where they came from, their backgrounds, their lives, they appeal to different fan bases, I think. Not necessarily that there isn't any crossover, but you're talking about guys who come from different corners of the world. So I can understand that maybe some fans don't feel the same about Machado as they do about Harper, but I guarantee you that you're going to have fans, let's say he's from Miami, big Cuban population there, big Hispanic population there. So you're talking about a guy that will attract more fans from Hispanic cultures. I could certainly see that happening.
Well, I've never seen it from that aspect, and I think that's got a lot of truth behind it, too. Amen.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for taking my call. It's
You're
always
welcome.
A joy.
All right, Red. Have a great day. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line. Or you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Your reaction to the Manny Machado deal. And while you're weighing in, your questions for Ask Amy Anything, because it is, in fact, a hump show. So either Facebook or Twitter, or you can just call and speak to Chris directly because he loves that.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Now Machado with a fly ball to left field. Well hit, on its way, and it's gone. Manny Machado with his first home run as a Dodger. On the first pitch of the sixth inning, no doubt about it, the Dodgers take a 3-0 lead.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
What's your reaction to Manny Machado lately of the Dodgers, now also in the NL West, but with the San Diego Padres earning a $300 million deal? My gosh, the speculation from some of you guys cracks me up. For instance, on Facebook, there's a discussion about how much he will take home after taxes. And one particular estimate, we'll call it a guesstimate, is $120 million. So he makes $300 million gross and only nets $120 million. I love that we as, well, you know what? I won't even include you. Me as a, I guess I'm middle class. I don't really know what I am. Me as someone who will never, ever, 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 ever make seven figures. that's not even something that I can gauge in speculation. But also, if you give me $1 million, I'm good. I'm good for the rest of my life. I'm good. I can't even fathom how only $120 million is such a royal deal for Manny Machado, if in fact that's the number. I would have to do the tax numbers, and it's not worth my time. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and also on our Facebook page. As I say, you're engaging in some very lively debate about all aspects of Major League Baseball and free agency, and Manny Machado and Bryce Harper and their money. Let's see. We'll take this tweet from T. I was shocked when I heard it was the Padres giving Machado this money. I thought it would be a big market team like the Yankees, Red Sox, Phillies, Dodgers, or Giants. Apparently, the Yankees were Machado's preferred destination, but their offer was nowhere close to what the White Sox, the Phillies, and the Padres were offering. Apparently, the Giants weren't either, because right now they're not in the running, at least as much as we know, for Bryce Harper. Now that the money has amped up and we're talking about $300 million plus the 10 years, the Phillies are definitely still in on Bryce Harper. And I am curious about how things might have been different if Machado had accepted Philadelphia's offer instead of San Diego's, and then what happens with Bryce Harper. I almost wish we could go back and get a redo just to see how that played out. So you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Jennifer says, overrated hot dog player, in my opinion. Alan says, sick money. All baseball fans are paying for these guys. The Padres wasted their money. Brian says, I think this is what was expected for him going into the season. It just took a while. San Diego has a ton of talent coming up, so we'll see how it goes for them. Arnold says, Bryce Harper should get fewer years because he could get injured. Anybody could get injured. Also, Arnold wants to point out that your abilities are diminished when you get much older. Thank you, Arnold. And then Willie says, welcome to the city of brotherly love, Bryce Harper? Question mark. Although I feel like I saw Willie also welcoming Machado to America's finest city. So you can't be in two places at once. Did you guys see the tweet from Jared Weaver, by the way, big league pitcher? He said, if Machado got $300 million, Mike Trout is going to get $1 billion. So at least there's one athlete who's not complaining about the lack of money being paid to free agents. Twitter, Facebook, our phones, 855-212-4227. You can send your questions for Ask Amy Anything either on Twitter, or it's pinned at the top of our Facebook page, The Bright Orange Box. Chris is listening in Pittsburgh. Chris, welcome to After Hours.
Hey, good morning, Amy.
Hello.
Thanks for getting me through the morning.
You're welcome.
Hey, all you haters out there, I'd love for living in a city where, you know, they pay the athletes. I'm all for the athletes getting the money. You know, I live in a city where, you know, these billionaire owners, we end up paying for their stadiums with our tax money. And then we've got guys like Le'Veon Bell and AB
you know, leave it all out on the field, and they won't even give them, you know, what they want here. And then they make it seem like they're the bad guys.
Okay, you sound like you are way off of the phone, like you're on a speaker. However, Antonio Brown did not leave it all out on the field in Week 17. He skipped out on his teammates, man. I mean, they would have been willing to pay him. It's not about the money. In fact, they are paying him. They're actually going to trade him and take a financial hit. They gave him a massive deal. For the Pittsburgh Steelers, with AB, it's not about the money. And with Le'Veon Bell, it's not really about the money either. They just aren't going to pay him quarterback money. But I don't feel like there's any running back out there that's worth the same money as a top-flight quarterback. Either way, Antonio Brown did not leave it all out there on the field in Week 17. He disappeared.
That's the spin you're hearing. But here,
okay, Chris, I'm sorry, you're on awful speakerphone, so we have to let you go. It's fine if you disagree, but there's a reason why this wasn't going to be a repaired relationship. There was a reason why the damage was done in the locker room. You cannot skip out on your team in literally a must-win situation. Anyway, if you're going to call, please don't be on a speaker, and your Bluetooth better be audible, because that's terrible, and I don't want to have to hang up on you. Although, one of our callers just dropped. What are the chances that he was also on a speakerphone? Adam is listening in Boston. Adam, welcome to After Hours.
Amy, what's up?
What's up?
What's going on? So, yeah, Machado. So, he's pretty much right back in the Baltimore situation, except much richer. So, and also, I think
meaning what? Can you clarify?
Meaning, oh, absolutely. He's $300 million richer, and Baltimore finishes dead last, just like San Diego is probably going to finish dead last.
Got
and
it.
He'll
okay.
And he's going to dog it, and he'll hit his 30 home runs, and he'll bat 300, and he won't help his team. He's not a leader.
Okay.
He's not worth the money.
All right.
But the Red Sox are doing it right. They arbitrated Mookie Betts for $20 million this year.
Mm-hmm.
And they're gearing up to pay him probably more than what Harper is going to get. The only two players in baseball that deserve these type of contracts are Mookie Betts and Mike Trout.
Mm.
By far.
That's
by
it.
Far.
Only those two guys.
For baseball? Why? Okay. You tell me another baseball player that deserves these contracts.
Well, I don't. Deserve is relative, man. I mean, what you think a player deserves and what I think a player deserve are two completely different things. It's relative. But I think there are other players out there that could get this money. Nolan Arenado is certainly in line for a
massive
paycheck.
Okay, I'll give you Arenado. That's a fair point.
Okay.
He's an impact ball player.
And I don't know. I mean, Francisco Lindor is not there yet, but it's also a situation where he could get a big time deal. Chris Bryant is another guy. Like, I know he's been injured, but if he can get healthy and put together a great year, he's another player that's also an impact guy. And then think about a Jose Altuve.
I like Altuve a lot.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
Think about a Carlos Correa. Think about some of those other players for Houston that will have to get paid.
Yeah, they're gonna have to do something. But like I said, so with Harper, really, what did he bat 220 last year?
I'll have to look up his final number. Remember, he was
about 220.
Yeah, he was way down below the All-Star break, and then did have a surge.
Yeah, slight surge. So,
249.
All right, well, he did finish at 249. For him, he was supposed to be the Yankees looking out for him. He was going to be that $300 million, and then contract season comes up, and he hits 249. Okay. So what happens if he has to actually have a really big at bat in a playoff atmosphere? He's everybody we just named, all those players, and he just comes up at the right time right now. When's the next good free agent class coming up? 2021, I believe, is going to be. So this year is just by default, these two players are going to get paid.
By default.
And it's kind of unfortunate. Yeah, by default, because there's nobody else. I mean, so with Kimbrel, he's insane to ask for, 5 or 7 years? He's insane. He ain't Mariano Rivera. And he he almost choked away a few games for us in the
playoffs. That's the part that would scare me if I were looking at signing Craig Kimbrell and giving him not just the years but the money he wants, is that he was a roller coaster ride in the playoffs. It's almost like the Red Sox won the World Series in spite of him, not because of him.
Yeah, who was on the hill when the game 7 was clinched? It wasn't him. It was our boy Sale.
Oh my gosh.
That's another guy who should get paid.
Mm. All right, Adam. Well, I appreciate you weighing in, but I think that the market kind of takes care of itself. I don't know if it's by default, but I know the Padres were desperate to get a name in there, so they got one.
Yeah, who's going to finish dead last? And just like Baltimore will finish dead last.
All right,
we'll see. Manny Machado is richer, and he's on a crap team.
Thank you, Adam.
Thank you. Bye.
Listening in Boston, 855-212-4227. If Manny Machado got $300 million, Mike Trout is going to get $1 billion. Is that, I know that that's supposed to be a boon to your own teammate. It's supposed to be like, hey, my guy's the best, and Mike Trout is, you know, he's worth the moon and the stars and then some. But it's also a slight to Manny Machado. $300 million and $1 billion. There's a big gap in there. I'm sure Machado wouldn't take it that way, though, right? On Facebook, Paul says, ridiculous contract. Gary says, ridiculous as well. All this does is set the bar for the next in line. Wait until it's Mookie Betts' turn. Out of control. Kevin says, the length of the contract would bother me. I'm a Tigers fan. They signed Miguel Cabrera to a long contract, which they had to buy out as the player gets older. He says, I'm sure Machado will help the Padres win many games in the first 6 years of that deal. Carl says, get it while you can. Get it, get it. James agrees about the 10-year. No player, regardless of sport in which they participate, is worth a 10-year commitment. Far too many variables that can come into play in a decade. Forget sports. There's far too many variables that can come into play just being a human being. Thanks for tuning in. Our Hump Show, it's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.